Chapman provided the competition for Southeast of Salem in week two of the high school football season, and it was good competition as they walk out with a victory. Hi, everyone. I'm Devin Haney for SalinaPost.com tonight. As Southeast of Salem dropped their first game of the season, they moved their record to 1-1 after losing to the Chapman Irish by a count of 14-2. Chapman struck early on. It was a game in the first quarter that went scoreless, but midway through the second quarter, for the Chapman Irish, Jared Gillen breaks a run down the near sideline. He went 60 yards, broke a couple of Southeast tackles, ends up in the end zone. The point after was no good by Chapman as they tried to kick it through, went wide left, and Chapman led 6-0 at the break. It was the first half that went back and forth, really nobody able to get points on the board or take advantage of the others, and there really was no mistakes in the first half either. Chapman ends up at halftime with 172 yards of total offense, but they coughed the ball up a couple of times, and Southeast of Salem was able to stand on defense and keep points off the board. So Southeast felt they were fortunate to be down only six at the break. The second half, Southeast defense did a much better job, only giving up 69 yards in the second half. They gave up 58 yards in the second half, but Chapman able to get on the board once again. Another touchdown by the Chapman Irish. This came from Jared Gillen once again. It was a 10-yard touchdown run, two touchdowns by Jared Gillen on the night. The point after was a two-point conversion from Tyler Harris to Jared Gillen, a little screen pass. Chapman went up 14-2. The lone Southeast of Salem score would come when Chapman would be backed up in their own end zone for a punt. They would step out to play clock management and give Southeast of Salem a free 2 points. So Southeast tonight nearly shut out on offense. They do get 2 points via a courtesy safety. 99 yards total offense for Southeast, 40 on the ground, 59 in the air. Chapman ends up with 230, 139 rushing and 91 yards in the air. Next week, Chapman will take their 1-1 record on the road at Marysville. Southeast of Salem will take their 1-1 record on the road to play the Broncos of Whitewater Remington. Once again, Chapman wins tonight 14-2. They break a 25-game losing streak here on the Steve Fritz Field at Southeast of Salem High School. For SalinaPost.com, I'm Devin Haney.